Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Real Estate Game. The Intelligent Guide to Decision-Making and Investment is a nonfiction guide to real estate investing and development written by William J. Horvou with Jeffrey L. Cruikshank. Rather than presenting real estate as a simple matter of valuation formulas or market timing, the book treats it as a strategic environment shaped by people, capital, property types, and external conditions. Its purpose is to show how experienced practitioners think through deals, manage uncertainty, and make decisions across the full life cycle of an investment. The book is especially known for its game metaphor, which helps explain why real estate outcomes depend on interaction, negotiation, and adaptation rather than on fixed rules alone. It combines broad industry perspective with practical judgment, making it useful for readers who want more than a technical manual. The result is a classic overview of commercial real estate decision-making that emphasizes disciplined thinking, deal evaluation, and long-term value creation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, real estate as a strategic game with interacting variables. One of the book's central ideas is that real estate should be understood as a game, but not one with rigid, predictable rules. This is why the book rejects simplistic comparisons to Monopoly and instead uses a more fluid framework. The value of this approach is that it pushes the reader to think in systems rather than isolated calculations. A site, a tenant mix, a lender, or a policy change cannot be evaluated independently because each affects the other parts of the deal. By presenting real estate this way, the book teaches readers to anticipate consequences, not just to react to them. That perspective is especially important in commercial real estate, where the outcome depends on negotiation, timing, and the ability to adjust when assumptions change. Secondly, the four-card decks framework for evaluating any deal, the book organizes the real estate market around four main decks of cards: properties, capital markets, players, and the external environment. This framework matters because it gives readers a practical way to break down a complex transaction without losing sight of the whole. Properties cover the physical asset itself and its use potential. Capital markets determine what financing is available and at what cost. Players include developers, tenants, investors, lenders, and other stakeholders whose goals may align or conflict. The external environment includes regulation, local conditions, and broader economic forces. Horvou's framework is useful because it forces analysis across categories that often get separated in more technical books. A deal may look attractive on paper, but if financing is tight, the players are misaligned, or the neighborhood context is unstable, the result can still be poor. The framework therefore functions as a decision tool, helping readers identify risk sources early and understand where value can truly be created. These stages include concept, commitment, development, operation, reward, and reinvestment. This structure is valuable because it shows that real estate is not a single transaction, but a long process with distinct risks and decisions at each point. Early stage decisions focus on whether the idea is worth pursuing, while later stages involve construction, leasing, management, and eventual exit. By separating these periods, Horvou helps readers see that skills required at one stage may not be enough for another. For example, a good acquisition thesis does not guarantee strong operations, and a well-run property still needs a clear plan for reward and reinvestment. The framework also encourages patience and long-horizon thinking. Investors are not simply buying an asset, they are entering a cycle of commitments and trade-offs. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want to understand how projects evolve rather than how they look at the moment of purchase. Fourthly, back-of-the-envelope analysis as disciplined early screening. Horvou gives special attention to back-of-the-envelope analysis, a quick and informal method for evaluating a potential deal. The point is not to replace detailed underwriting, but to show that experienced investors often begin with simple estimates that reveal whether an opportunity deserves deeper study. This is an important idea because many beginners assume that real estate decisions always require elaborate models. The book argues instead that quick judgment, built on experience and a few key numbers, can often identify obvious strengths or weaknesses faster than complex spreadsheets. BOW analysis is effective when it is used as a screening tool, not as a final answer. It helps investors test assumptions about price, financing, returns, and risk before committing time and capital. The deeper lesson is methodological good decision-making combines simplicity and discipline. Horvou does not dismiss quantitative work. He places it in context and warns against overconfidence in precision. For readers, that creates a useful balance between intuition and analysis. Lastly, people, negotiation, and value creation beyond the numbers. A defining theme of the book is that real estate is ultimately about people, not just assets or formulas. Horvou repeatedly emphasizes that value depends on serving tenants, buyers, lenders, communities, and other participants over time. This is a strong corrective to books that treat real estate as a purely financial exercise. In Porvoo's view, numbers matter, but they are only a reflection of whether the underlying property and relationships are functioning well. That means negotiation, trust, credibility, and the ability to understand other parties' motives become central to investment success. The book also treats saying no as a critical skill, because avoiding poor deals can be as important as finding good ones. This emphasis on judgment is one reason the book remains relevant. It teaches readers to evaluate not just what a deal promises, but whether the social and business structure can support long-term performance. The implication is clear. Profitable real estate comes from creating durable value, not from chasing short-term gains. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a serious, practical introduction to how real estate decisions are actually made. Beginners can use it to learn the structure of the industry without getting lost in technical jargon, while more experienced investors can benefit from its emphasis on judgment, negotiation, and decision-making under uncertainty. It is especially useful for people interested in commercial real estate, development, or investment strategy, because it covers the full deal cycle rather than focusing narrowly on acquisition math. What makes it stand out is its combination of conceptual clarity and field experience. Many real estate books either lean heavily on formulas or offer broad motivational advice, but Porvoo gives a framework for thinking through real transactions, including the roles of capital markets, players, and the external environment. The book also remains distinctive for its disciplined use of back-of-the-envelope analysis and its insistence that long-term value depends on people and context, not only on numbers. That balance gives it lasting relevance in its category. If you would like to support William J. Porvoo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.